All right, we're kind of starting to roll through camp here. I feel like our team's getting into a little bit of routine as far as our schedule and, you know, meetings and walkthroughs and meals and rest and practice and all that. Today's the first day where we have everybody in pads. We've certainly done a lot of work without pads going all the way back to the spring relative to the passing game and doing some non-contact things as much as we can do to prepare the team and get into our installation. So today's the start of the where we're able to see the contact. Certainly will help us in our evaluations of the some of the bigger, you know, linemen, people like that, be able to play and work in those positions. We'll see how some of our guys with their work in the off season, whether it's gain strength and explosion and power and all that, how that all transfers onto the football field in a functional manner. Or evaluating our younger players to see what their capacity is for that. So we're at the start of that long evaluation period. But we'll get underway with it today.
A lot of guys have mentioned the last couple of days about Daniel Jones, and they keep describing his length, his arms, his freakish. Does he fully understand how to use that in terms of leverage as the year's gone on, and obviously what you've seen so far in camp and in the OTAs?
I think he definitely understands how to, you know, how to use his physical attributes, but like any player, he's in his second year. There'll be things that he can learn and improve on and refine and develop as we go forward. So I think that's part of the natural progression of any player, is to, you know, take advantage of his skills. But as you study more, learn more different techniques, train, you're able to, you know, utilize your strengths more effectively in time than you were before you did all that. So I think he's in that process.
With so much continuity back on defense, does that allow you to take a more complex approach to the game plan?
Well, our game plan's made weekly based on who our opponent is and what the circumstances are of that individual game, so it's not really anything we're working on now. Now is the time to build our base and install the breadth of our system. I try to teach everybody what to do, develop some versatility on defense so that we, or flexibility, so that we have different players that can play similar roles based on need or based on matchups, and then we'll select from those when we get into a game plan situation. So we're not really thinking about game planning too much right now. We're just trying to install and teach our system so that we can then draw from it when those times come.
You have some quarterbacks with the cameras on their helmets. What are you seeing with that, and how does that kind of help you guys analyze what they're seeing on the field?
Well, it's something we haven't done before, so we'll take a look at it and, you know, see how effective it is or what we're going to get out of it. So I'm not sure exactly how effective that will or won't be, but we're trying. It's something we're trying. It's a little bit new. We'll see how it goes.
You're hoping to get from that?
Not anything we can do to help instruct and coach the players better. That's part of our job.
Is it a different view, Bill? Like more field level than, I guess, shooting from behind them up high?
Yeah, sure.
Almost too shaky to...
I don't think that's the issue. No.
Some of that film already?
Yeah, we've been using it for, you know, about a week now.
Hey, Brandon Spikes, looked like he ended practice a little gingerly. Is that anything of note, or will he be a full go today?
You know, all our players, when we go out to practice in the morning, anybody who has something that's existing from a previous day, then we'll take a look at it and see where they're on that day. So, we're day to day. Everybody's day to day.
How has Dane Fletcher looked after spending a year on the show?
Well, Dane, you know, was out there all spring. He didn't miss anything in the spring. So I think that his movement skills and speed and all those things are at a good level. And, you know, we'll start the contact process for him today. Him and the other veterans that just, reported on Thursday. And so then we'll work through that part of it. But I mean, so far, I don't think he's had any physical limitations to what we've done. But we're starting another phase of that today.
Jake Ballard yesterday said he was a little uneasy going from drill to drill, and it's still on the forefront of his mind, the ACL injury. As a coach, does that make you uneasy knowing that he's kind of uneasy out there on the field?
That's a little different than the conversations I've had with him, so not really sure exactly what you're referring to.
You're just saying, like, when he goes from drill to drill, he's just thinking about it when he's making cuts and things like that. When he's full motion, he's okay, but it does come to mind when he's out there on the field.
Okay.
Just, does that make you uneasy that he's thinking about it?
I mean, look, our medical staff handles all those situations, and I think they handle them very well. So, you know, every player that's coming back off some type of injury has to go through a process where they build up and work to get back to the competitive level that they're used to being at or that they need to be at. So that's a long process, and he's still in that process.
For one game late last season, but we've heard, I think Michael Jenkins said that since he's been here, he's leaned on Kamar, among other guys, for help with the playbook and things like that. What does Kamar bring to the team and on the field?
Well, I think he's in a good competition with a lot of other players at his position. You know, he has some experience last year from the practice squad in the end of the season, as you said, but this is, you know, his first training camp with the team, and, you know, we'll see how it all goes. He's got a little bit of an edge experience-wise, but I don't think that's, you know, overly significant.
Good luck. Obviously, Armstead's status is what it is, but is there anything related to his, like, past history in terms of, like, that he might not be able to play, or is it more managing a different type of situation with him?
No, I think it's a different situation.
Long-term concern with his status? I mean, I know the illness list is not too commonly used.
If we have anything, we'll, you know, we'll talk about it, but no, not this time.
Are you beyond the point, just given your time in the league, that you get surprised about injuries in camp, significant injuries, whether it's with your team or other teams? I mean, first days at camp, we see guys around the league lost for the year.
Some guys get hurt in the off season. So
doesn't even
unfortunately, register. This is not the first time it's ever happened. The guys get hurt in OTAs. The guys get hurt between OTAs and the start of training camp. I mean, it's not unprecedented.
Bill, when you look at the players, a lot of players talking about first year to second year, over your years, is it more mental than anything else that you see guys when they come out here for that second year that they get it when it comes to that, or is it physical, or is it a combination?
I think it's a combination, but a big part of it's mental. Certainly when those guys step on the field, they have a lot more experience and expectation of what the way things are going to be. Both in terms of the level of competition, the people they're going against, also what they're doing, what the scheme is. I mean, for a guy who was in the same system 2 years in a row. So I think those things are, you know, a huge advantage. There's definitely an element of physical development, and that's not to be understated, but I think the mental part of it's probably bigger, just, you know, knowing what they need to do, knowing what the competition's going to be, knowing how they need to prepare for situations that they had never been through the year before. I think that's certainly an advantage for them in the second year. All right. Okay, thanks.